By March 2002, my book was published and the first licensee of my training products in India was launched. Both the book and foreign license provided me with passive cash flow. As Rich Dad would say, my intellectual property assets were working for me. 2 months after signing my book contract, the credit card bills that I used to finance my business were completely paid off. I also put far more emphasis and focus on managing cash flow and got rid of my credit cards as a means of short-term capitalization of the business. Robert Kiyosaki tells a story in one of his books about making more sales so that they could afford a copier. That really resonated with me. Instead of financing my business needs on credit, I switched to financing my business needs based on increased sales. The company holds no credit cards, and I will not set up lines of credit to cover hard times. Here's how we do business. In May 2002, a vendor who was doing our event registrations held $100,000 of our revenue as operating cash. In 2 weeks, through aggressive sales activity, we boosted our cash reserves. That period of time proved to me that the best way to handle cash flow crises is with sales, not with lines of credit. As Rich Dad says, the number one skill in business is the ability to sell. The business has increased in revenue 10 times every year for the past 3 years. In 2000, my first year of business, my associates and I earned a whopping $25,000. The second year, income rose to $250,000. Last year, the earnings surged to $2.5 million. 25 people are employed by my company in 5 locations around the country. We also license our training products overseas. Licensing to companies and customizing the product to each one's particular need is another important aspect of the business as it leverages the original intellectual property by creating new revenue streams. Pre-Rich Dad, I limited the growth of my business because I would not ask people to help me. Also, I didn't let go of things. I had to learn to stop playing Superwoman. I realized that my job was to create the business systems, make sure they functioned reliably, and get out of the way. Knowing that I had to be more disciplined about business processes, I hired professional talent to run the day-to-day operations so I could focus on new products and business development. The most important perspective change I picked up from the Rich Dad information was to focus on building up my assets and not being so worried about paying my bills. This doesn't mean I didn't pay my bills, of course I did, but now I concentrate on what is most important to my business. I always thought risk was the probable chance that a negative event was going to happen that would prevent me from reaching a goal. Today, risk to me means jumping into a business area that I know nothing about and sinking a ton of money into it before I've learned how to create the system that will work. Rich Dad helped me to see how to systemize my due diligence in opening a new business. This helps minimize the risks. I used a 5-tiered approach to reduce risk. 1. Concept. This is the opportunity, the size of the market, strength of competitors, and cost to develop products. 2. Development. Here, I take the cookie-cutter approach and look for an already existing model or formula that will fit. 3. Product launch. This is the early marketing stage to ascertain what people do and don't like about the product. 4. Market launch. This is the time when sales and market implement what has been learned. 5. All systems go. The know-how to sell and market the product is in place, but the process doesn't stop there. Constantly improving the product is part of it too. Perhaps most significantly, on a personal level, my relationship with my family has changed too. Years ago, when my big dreams fueled my business aspirations, my family thought I was, well, nuts. I was a single mom and my family felt responsible for me. Also, my mother's father had been an entrepreneur and she remembered the boom and bust years very well. Now I'm regarded as a mentor. While they still think I'm crazy, they are in awe of what I've managed to do over the past 2 years. Better yet, they are actively supportive, each in his or her unique way. My goals include selling my businesses within the next 5 years, allowing me to retire. Nonetheless, I never really think in terms of retirement. I am doing what I love to do, enjoy the free use of my time, and go on vacation wherever I want, whenever I want. I love having more time to spend with my children, yet I am continually excited about the pursuit of new goals. I've learned a lot since reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I've learned to develop the skills I needed so that what I love can bring me a ton of money. I stay focused and created monetary goals for myself. I've learned there is no such thing as job security. The only security I will ever attain must be developed from learning how to successfully run my own business. I've learned don't give up. If one venture fails, I'll know what it takes to do it better the next time. I've learned to find out what I need to be successful and set up my own rules. I've learned to be who I am, to surround myself with people who support me and give me good advice, to remember that success drops clues, follow the trail. And I've learned that I can start being smart anytime I want to. I can turn failure into success.